Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I want to throw out a couple of ideas here for you. It's Labor Day, by the way. Labor Day 2017, and we're live here on Labor Day, and I want to throw out something for you. So you know about Labor Day. We just talked about the history of it in the last segment, and it was all about. In those days, it was all about unions. I'm a product of a union household. My mother and my father were union members. I never was. I never wanted to be. By the time I came along, as far as I was concerned, unions had already done their good work, and they were starting to do work that wasn't so good. And I still think that unions are like that. I still think unions, the day of unions have come and gone, not the day of workers. Not the day of small business owners. So what I'm thinking, and I'm just starting to think about this, is I see going forward America's workers and America's small business owners becoming more in alignment together and putting pressure on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Which is corporate America and Wall Street and government. By the way, that's where the oligarchs are lined up. We have oligarchs in America. Don't ever think we don't. Russia does not have the franchise on oligarchs. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. But on this line of scrimmage, one thing that you'll notice there's something in common about small business owners. And workers, all workers, regardless of who they work for, there's something that those two groups have in common. They all are planted in the ground on Main Street. They're all basically not that movable. We're pretty much fixed. But we represent America. We represent all that's good in America. The workers and the small business owners. There's a sincerity there. There's a genuineness there, and I see a time, and I see that happening even as we speak. When if we just look around a little bit, we'll see that America's workers, who are much less likely to be represented by unions these days, as you know, right? The public. The private union membership is like 6%, whereas 35, 40 years ago, it was 30-something percent. Relatively few people in the private sector work for unions anymore. And one of the reasons is because businesses are doing a better job of taking care of their people. But corporate America and Wall Street, combined with their henchmen in the government, are combining to make things more difficult for employees and for small business owners out here on Main Street. And so I think that's the next alignment that we'll start to see. I think we'll start to see employees having more in common with small employers than they do with big employers. Because what's happened is corporate America has to dance to the tune of Wall Street, which is not interested in what's best for Main Street, and then oftentimes not interested in what's best for America. And so I'm not trying to create any kind of a big fight here, but I'm just pointing out that what's best for America will be found in what's best for small business owners, small businesses, and employees out here on Main Street. Main Street. What's best for Main Street, not Wall Street, but Main Street is what's best for America. And until we can help Main Street, help Wall Street, I should say, understand that the way they look at success, being driven by the share price, whatever the share price is, being driven by one thing, what's best only for the shareholder, that's a loser down the road. That's a long-term loser for America and for Main Street interests, which ultimately is a loser for America. And so I think that we're going to see more of this. As unions continue to decline and as corporate America continues to do things like move their, then they have the ability, they have the right and the freedom to move their interests, their facilities, their investment all over the world. But they're going to have to realize that they're not going to be able to take the best from America and not give back their best. Because I think small business owners and American workers should have something to say about that. They can't take the best from us and not give us back the best, their best. And that's something to think about on Labor Day. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. My need is such, I
pretend too much, I'm lonely. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.